You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to the Father's Wisdom Podcast. This episode is How Much Does It Cost to Raise a Child? The Father's Wisdom Podcast is based on fatherswisdom.net, which is through teachable.com. It's an online parenting course to give advice to parents and help to build relationships as they talk to their kids. So Jim Riefenberger is with us, and the topic is one that I remember seeing this when my kid was born. How much it's going to cost to raise your kid to, what, the age of 18?
Yeah, and I'm looking at a blog, and it says $233,610 to raise a kid from birth to 18 with a middle income family.
Wow. So I'm looking at a cool million is what it was costing me. Wow.
Yeah, if you take that times the multiple number of kids you have, it'll scare you a little bit.
When we were first married, I remember seeing a statistic like that and thinking, yeah, I can't afford it. I'm going to have to wait. You tell me the story about your brother.
Yeah, my brother, he lost his daughter to a crippling disease when she was in her 20s, but she was probably a teenager when he said this to me. I was discussing kids and the cost of kids, and I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and just talking about family, and boy, we don't really aren't in a good spot financially to have kids. And he just said, you know, you're never going to be. It's more on God's time than it is your time. And at that time, that was a good seed, and it is so true. Like, through your whole life, it everything's expensive, but in the end, it always works out. And
isn't it so true? I mean, my kids are older. I like to call this, you're in the tunnel right now, right? Because your kids are costing you a fortune. I mean, what's an expense you got going on right now?
Well, I just had a 16-year-old added to my auto insurance.
And he's a boy.
Yeah, and I got another one that's in marching band
traveling
there. Another one that plays basketball. And and you just name it. And now it's school, fashion, clothes. It's a thousand things now.
I remember this, and it's very true. I know for a fact there was never enough money. And I know for a fact there was always enough money. Isn't that strange but true?
Yeah, and it's just like the Bible verse that God says the birds don't worry about what they're going to eat every day. But us humans, we just worry forward and worry forward. But I think
almost especially, maybe I'm wrong, it seems dads especially worry about the money. Tell that story about the guy who you went to his open house and it was like 95 degrees inside.
Well, actually, it wasn't an open house. It was a birthday party, and we went in to have some cake. And
who was the birthday party for?
It was his daughter, and I think she was maybe about 6 or something.
So, think of all of the expenses with the birthday party for a 6-year-old. You know, cake and treats and everybody over, right? So continue.
And so the family were spread out in the living room in the house. It's an August day, and it is a baker. And if it isn't, you know, 70, 80 degrees outside, it's probably 90 in the house. Well, he doesn't have the air on because he doesn't want to spend any money and cool the house. So everybody's sweating at the brow, and his wife is upset, and he's refusing to turn it down. And we get kind of weird like that where we have to watch things.
If you were to calculate as a dad the cost of cooling the house for that day, what, maybe $1.50? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. But again, it goes always back to the title. There are costs on the dollar, but they are not. They are an asset and a value and a blessing in any other way when you just remove the money part.
I remember when one of my daughters was like 10 and she had to get a ride back to school. And I said, we were just at school. And it's 4 miles to school. So a total trip of eight miles. I was berating her because of the cost of gas. And you've got to be more responsible and all those. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be responsible. But, I think sometimes as a dad, I just did some kind of dumb things.
Yeah, and why it works out is kind of a mystery. I'm sure as we age, we have maybe better jobs, and maybe it's just random blessings that God puts on it. But it does work out. And even if you were sort of broke, I'd rather be happy and had memories and enjoyed things and be broke than to have money and be sad.
I was at an airport and saw a very stressed family with all the various Disney luggage. You could tell that they were going to Disneyland, right? And they were very stressed, and you could see it. There was a lot of barking, and the kids looked kind of owly. And then I saw a dad and a little kid at the airport pushing one of those kind of, you know, luggage carts up and down, and the kid was like he was flying, and the dad was going, wee! And they were there just to watch the planes take off and land. And that was their adventure.
Hmm.
And I thought, huh. So there's cost and there's costs. And I think that was really a great memory for that kid. You know, my dad used to take me to the airport on Saturday just to watch the families come and go. And we'd have these dreams about what we'd do. And he was able to create that memory.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
Hmm. What's your takeaway on this, Jim?
I think maybe our lesson today is it's so easy to look at these things and be drawn into the cost. But without the connection and the family unit as itself, or just the lessons they taught us, the times that they made us laugh in the car, those are priceless. They're not an expense.
I might be, I can't say 100%, but how many parents do I know after the last one is about ready to leave the house, the parents look at each other and say, oh, we could have had a few more.
Yes.
So A Father's Wisdom, there's a great series of lessons, a course on financial stuff, and it's not... It's a way to teach your kids into that. Tell me the story about that woman and what her daughter said after listening to one of the episodes. I thought it was really a nice tie-in to this.
Yeah, one of our customers mentioned that they were playing the financial lessons with their children. And one day in the car, she said to mom, she goes, thanks for all you do and all the money you spend on healthy groceries and taking us out to eat, because I know it's not easy and I know it costs, but thank you.
So sometimes, just as a dad or a mom, to know that your kids understand a little bit about the sacrifice maybe helps them understand to maybe modify what their desires are. I think that's a good thing, and all of these lessons in the financial sections open that up for some really good conversations. So I would recommend that section to you. It's the course on finances. It's through fatherswisdom.net. This is the Father's Wisdom Podcast. I'm Jeff Gould.
I'm Jim Riefenberger.
And God bless you and your family.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.